This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is Authentic Real English with me, Lee.
And me, Neil. Hello. What's the matter with you? You're upset, I can tell.
我能不生气吗 ,Neil?你说怎么总有人在我的社交媒体简介页面里发表负面的东西，不管我写什么东西一概是否否否，也不阐述为什么不同意我的观点，就只是一味的批评，而且没完没了，气死我了。
Don't worry, Lee. They might be what people are calling haters.
Haters, 怀恨在心的人。Yes, I've heard this word before. 动词 hate 的意思是强烈的愤恨 strongly dislike something, 对吧
Yes, and the word hater has been used to describe somebody who says or writes unpleasant things about others or criticizes their achievements, especially on the internet.
That's right. Hater, 怀恨在心的人通常用来指那些在互联网上总是指责批评别人的发表负面言论的人。And how is it different from the word troll?另一个词 troll 是不是也是这个意思呢
Well, language evolves and words can take on new meanings. A troll is an ugly creature from folk tales who often behaves in an antisocial way. But these days, we call people who leave deliberately annoying or upsetting messages on the internet while hiding their true identity, trolls.
语言在发展，有些老词有了新意。比如 troll 这个词在最初的民间传说里面指一个丑陋的经常违背社会公德的人不过在互联网统领的今天人们往往用这个词来形容那些不透露真实身份在网上发表恶意重伤言论的人称这类人为 trolls 类似中文网络用语里的钓鱼小白引战
troll and hater are today's expressions in authentic real englishLet's hear some examples of how they're used.
Joan is fed up with a troll who posts comments on her cooking blog saying that she is fat and should only eat lettuce.
Haters will always have something negative to say. As I read in a comment on Pinterest, haters will see you walk on water and say it's because you can't swim.
You shouldn't bother about haters, Lee.As singer Taylor Swift says in her song Shake It Off, haters are gonna hate.
Yes, 我非常希望来一场痛快的辩论。可是这些怀恨在心的人 haters and trolls, 肯定不愿意。All they want is to annoy people.
That's more like it now. Let me go and update my Facebook status and check my Twitter account.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.